Jemele Hill slams NFL for allowing white supremacists in the league while Kaepernick remains unemployed. By Warner Todd Houston on April 27, 2020. Over the weekend, former ESPN personality and extreme left-wing writer Jemele Hill criticized the NFL for allowing kicker Justin Rohrwasser, whom Hill claimed is a white supremacist, to be drafted while Colin Kaepernick remains unemployed. Hill unleashed a slew of tweets attacking the NFL and Rohrwasser after the player was drafted by the New England Patriots on Sunday. Rohrwasser has been questioned repeatedly for the last few years over a particular tattoo he has on his arm that left-wing watchdog groups claim is a racist right-wing militia symbol. After being drafted, Rohrwasser again said that he never intended his tattoo to be about any militias and added that he would cover the ink in the near future. The explanation did not satisfy Hill. Without any proof, the Atlantic writer launched a broadside against Rohrwasser, who she accused outright of being a white supremacist. For those scoring at home, a white supremacist found a job in the NFL. But Colin Kaepernick isn't welcome, Hill exploded on Twitter on Sunday. That was not the last time she would address the issue on Sunday. I don't know who needs to hear this, but covering up your white supremacist tattoos doesn't really matter if you still think like a white supremacist, she said in another tweet. Then, while acknowledging that the player has denied the accusations, Hill added, Patriots kicker is a white supremacist. My bad, he tends to like white supremacist things. Carry on, nothing to see here. For 3 years, the media has questioned Rohrwasser repeatedly about the tattoos since he started playing football at the University of Rhode Island and then Marshall College. To date, no reporter has found any connection between Rohrwasser and any militia, nor found past statements that may seem supportive of such movements. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.